welcome back once again to the Community Corner on KWHI. Craig Montana again talking about double dipping. We discussed Independence Community events a while ago, the 4th of July celebration going on tomorrow. But coming up this Saturday, the party continues. And this is one of the biggest parties around because they've been doing it for an awfully long time. And you don't get to do this song without having something special, and that is Hot Nights and Cool Tunes. We got with this Crystal Locke from the city of Brenham. And Crystal, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
We thank you for coming in and talking with us today. And we're talking about Hot Nights, Cool Tunes. It's been over a decade. How many years has it been you guys been doing this event?
This is our 14th season.
And 14 years. And like I said, 14 years. People are coming to it. They're enjoying it. You've got something special. What is it about Hot Nights and Cool Tunes that people just seem to be drawn to?
Sure. You know, it's a free concert series to get people downtown. Jennifer Eckerman, our Main Street manager, had mentioned that kind of reminiscent when the idea came about of the Brenham Community Band. They used to practice downtown at the gazebo and just bringing live music to downtown. And we do understand it's a little warm in July, but we've got so many people that come out and enjoy it and really love this community event. So
it is, and it started out, you know, the humble beginnings, because they just closed down one street, Baylor Street. It was a side street. They closed down one block
of a side street,
and they had just like a few people down there. I used to work at Ernie's, you know, years ago, and we had the concert right there in front of Ernie's, and 14 years later, here we are blocking off the entirety of downtown, just about, and two streets worth of people.
Absolutely.
There are full thousands of people, and it's just something that has grown and become something special.
Yeah, you know, it's become somewhat a tradition for a lot of our residents here in Brenham, and it's something they enjoy doing, and we're so glad that they come out and spend some time with us on those Saturday nights. And I know my family, we look forward to it. You know, we see the lineup and okay, which ones are we going to? It's just kind of become a tradition.
That's it. And the other thing is, it's a free concert. And you can just throw a band up there, but you got to have the right bands.
Yeah.
And let's talk about, how do you guys go about finding the music to bring out to Hot Nights, Cool Tunes?
Sure. We have a committee. There's about six of us. And so we kind of, once Hot Nights, Cool Tunes wraps up, so in the fall, we get together and we start, we start looking at bands, and we'll even go check out some of the bands, wanting to see them live before we bring them in. We kind of just have this process with this committee, and we enjoy doing it. This year, of course, is our first year that we have our same lineup returning from last year. Suede has always been phenomenal. They're joining us for our 10th year in a row. We've got Brown Sugar Band back. They were really popular last year. The Fab Five, that was our rain out last year, and so of course we wanted to give them a chance to come back, to invite them back and play for us. And then Texas Unlimited Band is also, another crowd favorite.
Yeah, they've been around this area for, I think, longer than I've been alive, just about. They've been around for a long time. And so let's talk about some of the things that go into Hot Nights, Cool Tunes, bring the people out, and what kind of things people can expect when they get out there for people who've never been to one of these events.
Sure. So the stage is typically set up right there at the corner of Baylor and Alamo Street. We close Alamo Street altogether at 4:30 those afternoons. And so we'll already begin seeing people bringing out their lawn chairs and blankets and getting some great spots pretty early. And then, they'll go. We've got lots of restaurants downtown, and shops will be open late downtown. And so they'll grab a bite to eat. We'll have the car show, the classic car cruise in. Carla Schultz and the Stray Cats Car Club organized that part of our event for us and do such a phenomenal job. I remember last year Carla had sent me a message for our final night, and she said, "Crystal, we had 130 cars participate."
Oh, wow.
So that is huge in itself. We've got some food vendors that we set up around the courthouse. We've got Nana's Kettle Corn. We'll have We'll have some spring rolls and funnel cakes and corn dogs and ice cream, snow cones. So we'll have plenty of food out there as well.
And, of course, plenty of refreshments because there's some establishments that have some stuff out there.
Yeah,
that
96 West and Yum. We do have some places down there that, that have those types of refreshments that that you can enjoy. Sure.
All right. And, of course, it is a free concert. And it ends about, what time does the concert go to? It starts about 7.
The concert starts at 7 and we end at 10:30.
10:30. And that's a very specific time that you guys end that. Then, of course, you do it four times throughout the month of July. And we talked about the bands already. But let's talk about the sponsors because it takes a lot to get these bands here. And the sponsors, they do a lot of they give a lot.
They do. And we are so grateful for our sponsors. I mean, with our sponsors, we're able to, you know, keep these free events and just continue to grow. And again, I cannot say enough how grateful we are for you know, many of these sponsors have been with us for years and their continued support, you know, and they see what a great draw it is. And we've got so many people down there. And so, yeah, we're so appreciative of them.
All right. And so let's get specific with this Saturday, the very first of the Hot Nights and Cool Tunes. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about this Saturday night, July the 7th, 7 o'clock. Brown Sugar Band.
Brown Sugar Band.
What people are going to expect when they get out there Saturday.
Yeah, they're a really fun group. Old school, kind of R&B. We're really excited to have them back. They're a really fun group.
All right. And, of course, get out there. You said the people get out there, start setting up around 4:30.
Yeah. Alamo Street closes at 4:30. So, yeah, anytime. Well, let me rephrase that. Streets close at 4:30. So we'll still have some vehicles along Alamo Street. So, of course, we need to give them some time to get out. But, yeah, otherwise, streets close at 4:30. And as far as the car show, we've kind of we made a couple of changes last year with the car show continuing to grow to get so big. We request that the cars come down Main Street and use the turnaround there at Main Street and Austin to access Alamo Street. And we ask that they come between 5 and kind of 6:30 so that they're set up and ready to go when the concert begins and the people come down. And if people want some more information about the car show itself, like I said, the Stray Cats Car Club organizes that. Carla Schultz, and I do have her permission to give her telephone number out. It's 979-203-0943. Or you can email them at stray_cats_tx@yahoo.com.
All right.
they do a great job for us.
Okay. And some people, they want to get more information about Hot Nights Cool Tunes and get the lineup themselves. Is there a website they can go to check that out?
Yeah, it's downtownbrenham.com/hotnights. We have some more information about our bands. We have different Facebook event pages created, so you can hop on Facebook, and Downtown Brenham is where we have those events listed. We'll publish some parking maps just to kind of help for those that may not be familiar with the downtown area, some free public parking spots. We'll mention our food vendors. We're just really excited. It is that time of the year, and these concerts are just as fun for us to host, and we're so excited when we see the great turnouts. So many city departments help with this process. We had a meeting a couple of weeks ago just with all of our public safety and meeting with them. Our maintenance department comes and sets up the stage at 2:30 in the afternoon. You know, we've got our parks guys that come out and kind of help us out part-time just to make sure the area stays clean and checks restrooms. And so it really is a city event, and we couldn't do that without the help from our other departments.
Yeah, and like, again, we said 14 years.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't do this long without it being a success all the way around.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And so that's coming up this Saturday. Now, we were discussing a while ago that it's a busy week, and especially for you guys, because you've got more going on this week besides Hot Nights Cool Tunes.
We do. It's National Aquatics Week over at the Bluebell Aquatic Center. So Tammy Jaster and her staff have so many great activities planned for the entire week. There's different theme days.
I think it's Ice Cream Float Day today at the Aquatic Center.
Yeah,
so.
very popular. We also have a movie in the park on Thursday night on July the 5th, and we're showing Despicable Me 3, and we'll be out at Holt Park on the soccer side of Holt Park. And that starts 10 minutes after sunset, so kind of 8:30, 8:40-ish.
Okay. And what time people can start getting out there to set up for that one?
You know, our Our equipment arrives around 9, I'm sorry, not 9 o'clock. Our equipment arrives around 7 o'clock that evening, and when we'll start seeing families as early as that. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a cute little photo opportunity type booth for everyone to snap some pictures in prior to the movie, and then, like I said, the movie will start around 8:40.
All right, and that's going on this Thursday. And then you guys have, is it one more of those, or is it two more?
We have two more.
Two more.
Yeah, we have one more in July. We've got July the 19th. We're showing Disney's Coco. That, mm-hmm. again, will be out at Holt Park on the soccer side. And we will close out this year's series back over at the Bluebell Aquatic Center on August the 2nd. And we're showing The Little Mermaid. And I know that their staff has lots of activities and some fun stuff planned for that night.
Aquatic Center, that seems to go hand-in-hand right there for that Floats and Flicks event. So, yeah, you guys are keeping us busy around, especially in the summer months. So, looking forward to that. So, let's go back again to this Saturday, Hot Nights, Cool Tunes, for people who have not been out there yet and are still curious about it. When and where is it all going to be happening this Saturday?
Okay, so downtown, Courthouse Square.
You can't miss it.
You can't miss it. You can't miss it. There's a big stage, food vendors, lots of people. So downtown on the Courthouse Square, starting at 7 o'clock, great music, lots of bands, shops will be open late.
And of course, if people have information or questions about anything, they can go to your website, which again is
downtownbrenham.com/hotnights.
Okay, there we go. Crystal, anything else we need to go over? I think we covered quite a bit.
We've got a lot going on. It's a busy time of the year for us, and again, we're just so grateful for our sponsors. We also have sponsors for our Movies in the Park series, and Brenham is a great place to live and a great place to work, and so we're excited to be able to bring these programs to our residents.
And again, it all free, is kind of giving back to the community for all their help and support through the years. So looking forward to that. Again, free concert, costs you nothing to go out and just sit down and listen to some great
music.
Have
a good time.
And it's everything, like you said, R&B and rock and roll this mm-hmm. Saturday. Old school rock and roll next Saturday. We got some country. We mm-hmm. got the
Fab Five
of the Beatles,
British Invasion,
and stuff
like
that. So they covered it all throughout Hot Nights, Cool Tunes. So again, Crystal Locke from City of Brenham, we appreciate coming and talking with
Thank
us.
Thank you
today.
So much for having us.
There we go. Another edition of the Community Corner in the books today, folks. Thanks for joining us here this morning and discussing what's going on around the area. Of course, we talk about Independence Community Events tomorrow, parade in downtown Independence. And then this Saturday, Hot Nights and Cool Tunes, free concerts. This Saturday and every Saturday in July in downtown Brenham. Once again, if you have an event going on that you want us to talk about here on the Community Corner, let us know about it in advance. Give us plenty of time. We book these things about a month out. You can call us here in the offices, 979-836-3655, or you can email promotions@ktex.com. That's Holly Ryder. She books these things for us, and you can talk to her and get everything scheduled. Again, give us about a month, at least a month out. We book these things in advance, make sure that we've got plenty of people on these Tuesdays for the Community Corner. So again, call 979-836-3655 for your event, or email promotions at ktex.com. Once again, Crystal Locke and Mark Rosenbaum discussed today. There'll be podcasts on our website, kwhi.com. You can hear these again anytime you want to at our website. Have a great day today, folks. We'll see you next time on the Community Corner right here on KWHI in Brenham.